Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sarah Baraman. I'm a 17-year-old who recently just graduated from Hickson High School. And in August, I am starting my freshman year at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. I will be studying exercise science on a physical therapy track. Currently, I'm working as a physical therapy technician at one of the best physical therapy clinics I have ever seen, which is called Excel Rehab and Sports. There are 6 locations, and I work at the one in Hickson, Tennessee. That's just a little bit about me. Welcome to my very first podcast. I named it Grounded because I believe that now more than ever, we as believers in Christ need to be grounded, and we need to just stand up for truth. And not just any truth, but the truth. In today's world, people have their own definition of truth. And if you don't agree with it, well, then you're canceled or you're censored. And we can't ignore that because it is literally happening in front of our eyes. And so I hope that this podcast will encourage you, equip you, and empower you. In fact, I attend a church in Chattanooga called Calvary Chapel Chattanooga. I am so grateful for the team and the staff that work at that church, especially a big shout out to my pastor, Frank Ramser. That man speaks the truth, and he is like a shepherd that is guiding his flock, guiding his sheep. Because people, you get upset that politics are everywhere. You know, well, yeah, it's true. Politics are everywhere. I'm going to be honest. We're going to talk a lot about current political events that are happening in our world. But people get so mad when they just see it. And when they see it a lot, they tend to ignore it. And a lot of people think that politics doesn't belong in church. Well, I just want to ask those people, why do you think that? Why do you think that Christians are not qualified for that? Why are Christians set apart from being in political events? Why can't we talk about it in church? In fact, church is the best place to talk about it. My pastor, Pastor Frank said, if we do not talk about the truth here, well, then when we get out in the real world, or when we get out in the world, when we leave those church doors, well, we're going to be blinded. And that's the problem here, everyone. When Christians are just saying, oh, well, God is sovereign, which is true, but you have this thing in your mindset like, God is sovereign, I don't need to do anything about it. Oh, this will never happen here. We live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is where this podcast is happening from, Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's the South, also known as the Bible Belt. But don't let that fool you, because it is happening everywhere. I mean, we have just lies spreading around in our schools, the public school system. I did go to public school. I went to Hickson High School. And I do want to shout out to Hickson High School and all the teachers and the staff that work there. I had an incredible, amazing time, but times have changed. And I did see some of this stuff coming up my senior year, but y'all, cultural Marxism, critical race theory, BLM, LGBTQ+, all this stuff is coming into our schools. They are even coming into kids' shows. I'm not sure if any of y'all saw Blue's Clues recently, but that's a kid's show. I watched it when I was younger. Basically, it's this man, although I think the actor changed, but it's this man, he's a human, and then he's like in the cartoon or whatnot, and there's a dog. I think his name is Blue's or Blue's Clues. It's been a very long time. I promise I did not watch this yesterday. But it's just an innocent kid's show. And then recently, during Pride Month, they had a animated drag queen, and they were dancing and singing in this parade and talking about how, oh, this person or this animal has two mommies and this one has two daddies. And it's like they are just trying to get to our kids this way. And now you might think, oh, they're not getting to our kids. Like, I mean, we have to accept that, and it's okay. Like, my child knows better. I will not teach them this stuff. You can only be with your kid for so long, because you may be in the kitchen and your child is watching Blue's Clues or another show, and then this stuff comes up. I mean, what do we do? Do we turn off the TV and throw it out the window? Do we keep our kids home forever? Do we wrap them up in plastic wrap and, you know, just hope for the best that, like, they won't get run over by all this stuff? Well, you can. You can homeschool. I mean, honestly, I never really thought much about homeschool. I always thought that, oh, well, kids are so isolated. Speaking of isolation, with the rise of COVID back in March of last year, and then so on, and the schools closed, and then when the kids came back, you know, we were isolated, you know, like, stay 6 feet apart, wear masks, and some schools, they had, like, these clear glasses on the desks. And, I mean, aren't kids like that isolated? Well, of course, but I was wrong, you know. Homeschooling does not mean that your child is isolated. In fact, now I'm only 17. I don't have any ideas right now. Don't worry. But later, when I have kids, God blesses me with having children. I mean, that's something that I would consider speaking to my husband about. Now, I don't know. And I pray, like, by the time that I have kids, that this stuff won't still be there, that things would change. You know, we need people from the church. We need conservatives. I'm not gonna even say that. We need Christians. We need believers to stand up. I recently started listening to Heidi St. John. She is running for Congresswoman of Washington State, and she has a podcast. I totally recommend it. It's called Off the Bench, and she is a big advocate for homeschool. And she has 7 children, and she homeschooled all of them. And now one of them is a lot older now. But I'm telling you, like, it's something that I will definitely consider. So this is the time that we as believers just need to literally stand up. And as Heidi St. John said, get off the bench. Don't stand on the sidelines and watch all of this things go down. Don't watch our beautiful, beautiful, free country go down. Don't let our kids get brainwashed by all of this. You know, a lot of people on the left believe that, oh, well, the church brainwashes our children. Youth group brainwashes our children. The Bible brainwashes our children. But then, see, their platform is all over. You know, they have the media, which, that's the biggest devil right there, is the media. I mean, what can you believe these days? And another big reason why I started this podcast is because we are going to dive deep into different topics, different things that are happening these days. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Y'all, I'm 17, like I said, okay? I'm not a journalist. I'm not an author. I'm not like a speaker. I do speak a lot, and you probably get from this. Today, I'm not really going to talk about a specific topic, but I'm just giving you all an overall view of kind of like what this show is about. But I'm literally sitting on my bed right now. I'm still wearing the clothes I wore from work. I had a great day at work, if you're wondering. If you don't, well, it's okay. I'm literally sitting on my bed, and we're just talking. And I really, really hope that we get more and more listeners. I would appreciate if y'all would share this, and we will just see where that goes from there. But I can't stand here and just watch all this get destroyed. I don't believe that our country is lost. You know, I believe that, you know, I know, like, God is doing something. And there's a lot of things going on right now, which blows my mind. The things that are just, that some people believe in, and all these lies. And part of me is like, can this ever be fixed? Well, I believe that, of course, our God is amazing. And He turns ashes into beauty. He creates gardens out of graves. I mean, He is the Almighty. And, you know, I'm praying that He will give me guidance as I'm speaking to y'all. I pray that everything that I tell you is true, and His truth, you know, not my truth, but His truth. I want to give Him glory from this. So do I believe that our country is lost? Absolutely not. But do I believe that we kind of need a little knock on the head and a little spank on the butt to kind of like wake up? Absolutely. And I pray every day. You know, I think about when Jesus was in the tomb, in the temple, and He was flipping these tables. And, you know, some people just have, they picture Jesus with rose-colored glasses, thinking, oh, but He's always so loving. He's always so equal. He would march in the pride parades. He would support BLM. He would do this. He would do that. He is all equal. Like, but the thing is, see, if we read scripture, we know that Jesus, as my pastor said, and as the scriptures show evidence, He does not have a love affair with fair. And we'll get into that later on. We will get into that. But anyway, I'm going to do my outro here. This is a very short first episode. I don't want to talk too much, but yeah, so y'all, we need to stand for truth. We need to be together. This world is dividing us, and people on the left want to divide us, and that is not where God's heart is. You know, God's heart is for us to be united, for us to be together, for love. He hates murder. We're going to be talking a lot about abortion. Abortion is something that is one of the most important things for me to talk on. It's so sad, but we see it happening in front of our eyes, and people are just not thinking much about it. They're not thinking much about a human life being taken apart limb by limb. They just think, oh, well, the woman has a right. And then they call us conservative females who are standing up for life that we are anti-women and just all that nonsense. But we'll talk about that later on. But that is all I have for today. Okay, so I hope you stick around. I hope you will share. And have a wonderful, wonderful Friday. And I will see y'all soon. Thank you so much, and bye.